producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the Monday Blues for a few reasons. Glenn Frey is dead. The Hotel California is empty. Nothing but a heartbreak all the way around for the Eagles guitarist Loss, dead at the age of 67. Hillary Clinton on the war path in a way. And a major snowstorm threatening D.C. and New York and that whole northeast quarter. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Couple of things. First, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the snow, because some of you listening to me are going to have to deal with the snow. You got your shovels ready. I hope you went to the store and did the food fight thing where everybody's grabbing for the last piece of meat. Unless you're a vegetarian, then no problem. You probably could easily grab the vegetables that you needed or the tofu. But I've seen the fights. In fact, I think I one time picked up the last piece of meat in a terrible snowstorm in New Jersey. Anyway, this major snowstorm could come into the area by Friday, and it may be Friday into Saturday, so that's not that bad, but it would affect about 50 million people in the East, Washington to Philly and around New York. They'll probably get hit. They don't know the exact track of the storm yet, but it certainly is looking at that, looking that way. And they're talking about major delays, blowing and drifting, strong coastal winds. So if you can take the day off, ooh, the timing could be good. Do the binge watching. If there's something you haven't seen, I've got a suggestion. Narcos. It's all about Pablo Escobar, and it's on Netflix. I'm not pushing Netflix. I'm just saying that there's a place for a very cheap amount of money where you can binge watch, and a lot of people do that. Speaking of binging on cheap gas is a big deal in Michigan, and especially when you think of the gas wars. They're so low nationwide, but at three Lake Michigan stations, it's so incredibly low. It's 46 cents below a buck. I didn't think in my lifetime I'd see that for a gallon. 46 cents, they say, at Sunrise Marathon. Wow! I can't imagine. Are people like wrapped around the street trying to get in there? Probably. And they're probably burning off so much gas, who knows. But 46 cents, that's incredible. I mean, that takes the cake. I don't know that anybody else listening to my voice can do me one better. I don't think so. And hats off to the Republicans for saying, you know what, we're going to do what we want to do. The RNC, I guess, severed ties with NBC News for the Republican debate. They decided that they were going to go in a different direction and go to CNN. Remember in October, the debate was hosted by CNBC. We had John Harwood, who was part of that crowd that was there as one of the moderators. And the Republican chairman, Rentz Priebus, said that we decided that we would, you know, that he wrote the NBC News chairman in November and said that the RNC's sole role in the primary debate process is to ensure the candidates are given a fair and full opportunity to lay out their vision. And we simply continue with NBC without full consultation with our campaigns. And I guess that wasn't happening. So NBC just released a statement, NBC News, they said, this is a disappointing development. However, along with our debate broadcast partners at Telemundo, we'll work in good faith to resolve the matter with the Republican Party. So, wow, it's like an unprecedented thing. Clearly, life has changed. I mean, it would have been done deal in the past, but now the Republicans know, well, we control the purse strings in a sense. So whatever makes them feel comfortable, of course, CNN is going to snap that up in a second. I mean, that's what they're going to do. By the way, the last Democratic debate, 10.2 million watched. 10.2 million. Problem with the Oscars, those gold statues. Problem is, and we had Lisa Durden on, if you remember, to talk about the Oscars. And she said her biggest problem was, where are the blacks? So Spike Lee, winner of a Lifetime Achievement Oscar this year, is not going to go to the ceremony. He posted on his Instagram that despite getting the honorary award, he won't do it. And he hashtagged it, hashtag Oscar White, that was it. And that's it. He says, Straight Outta Compton should have been a Best Picture nominee, but because it's not, I'm not gonna go on. That's it. And there's others who are saying the same thing, that they're protesting the Oscars. Glenn Frey dies at the age of 67, not from cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, intestine problems, pneumonia. Very, very sad. He battled hard in the last week, apparently, but lost that battle. And I think of Glenn Frey and Eagle songs, and I can just name a ton for you. You Belong to the City, that was a Glenn Frey solo. Desperado, Already Gone. New Kid in Town. Hotel California, Lion Eyes. Best of My Love, Tequila Sunrise. Peaceful, Easy Feeling, and Take It Easy. Of all those songs, which one is the rockin' best, hands down, to you? If you know anything about the Eagles. And, Hotel California, I think, is it for me. I'm going to say Hotel California. I don't believe most people would say Hotel California, though. I think they'd pick one of the other ones. But I liked Hotel California. And then I lived there for a brief period, and I thought that was pretty cool, too. Probably not pretty cool to Peyton Manning. The Denver Post had a headline. I always thought, wouldn't it be fun to be the headline dude? Where everybody else writes the copy, you come up with the headlines. So in the Denver Post, Mark Kisla's column, the headline was, next up for Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning in his last rodeo, Tom Brady. It's pretty much saying that's it. This is it. This is the last rodeo. So I hope he beats the Patriots. Because after that, he's done. Put a fork in him. And this is it. I mean, they get there. He gets to another postseason. After the Broncos were humiliated by Seattle, maybe there's some just desserts 2 years later. And they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, get there, and then we'll see what happens. I really picked the Panthers and the Patriots to be the representatives. We'll see. You have a chance to nail the score. It's so easy. Nailing the score works like this. Tuesday, last segment, second hour of our show, you call and you pick a side of the game and tell us what the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a computer. Woohoo! Let me say that again. You win a computer. Woohoo! You can email us your guesses to americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is
like
just
this
the beginning, my life is
ready,
gonna be
punchline.
Beautiful. Enough.
All right, so we move from the kick in the head to ultimately the world we live in, which is 140 characters. Did you know that? Yeah. If you have ADD, which I think they tell us most of us have, then you understand completely what I'm talking about. It's an ADD world. Absolutely. On that note, let's jump to tweet this. Tweet this. All right. There's a lot of tweet this. Let me give you some of the big things that are trending on Twitter. I don't really care for this show. I think I saw it once in the very beginning. I don't even know how long it's been around. A long time. The Bachelor. But a lot of people watch it. There is something intriguing. The proposal, the men, the women, the sexiness, whatever. So there's just an absolute ton of tweets on it, and I just went and checked to see if there's anything interesting. And what I saw was this. I saw this from Kathy Wilcox, who said, I'm watching him give roses to people, and I'm like, what does that mean? Seriously. It ain't rocket scientists. Amen, sister. I agree with you. Just give the roses out. How about this? Fortune Themester says The kissing sounds on The Bachelor are loud and gross. They can't figure that out after 75 seasons. After a gazillion seasons, give me a break. How about this? Ashley says, I feel sorry for Chris Harrison. This is a terrible after show. Who are these people? Hashtag The Bachelor. Who are these people? I'll give you one more. Miss World says, hashtag The Bachelor, double standards everywhere. Double standards. I can't take it anymore on my Bachelor. Wonder how long those marriages last. I don't think very many people have gotten to the marriage stage. A few, but not very many. All right, how about this? Blue Monday. Hashtag Blue Monday. I happen to see this today. And what is Blue Monday? Oh, Monday. 10 things to look forward to post-Blue Monday. There was a big thing that was put up, and you can only go up from here. Well, of course, because there's another day. You can't freeze time. I like this. I saw a tweet that said, and it had one of those keep calm things related, you know, with the crown. Bye Monday and hello Tuesday. That's a good attitude, right? How about this? Sarah Jackson says, why so blue? This hashtag Blue Monday, we check out the world's happiest destinations. And, of course, they're all fabulous and gorgeous and wonderful, and you would live there in 2 seconds or take a free trip there anyway. And you look at it, and it's like, oh, this is not making me happy. I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with. It's not happy. How about this from Uptown Seattle's hashtag Blue Monday? The sky will still be blue and the grass will still be green. Oh, a prophet and you didn't even know it. Okay, I want to give you another one. These tweets crack me up. How about this one from, let's see. Hang on. I got a good one. I had to move ahead. How about this one from, Victoria Finlay. My hashtag Blue Monday sunset tonight. Luminous. And yes, there was a green flash. It's beautiful. I mean, that's where you want to be. So Blue Monday, take me there anytime. I would hang out all day long. Give you another one. I'm doing these in real time, that's why. Edmonton Eskimos. Autographs and photos with the Grey Cup. At the SC Library, they are a great way to get over Blue Monday. So Blue Monday is a real deal. I don't even think of Blue Monday. Do you think of Blue Monday? I wish the weekend was longer, so maybe I do think of Blue Monday. But wishing and hoping, oh, that's all nonsense. Just got to push that out the window. Stinking thinking, as my grandmother used to say. And I'd be like, what? Yep, she'd tell us that all the time. Okay, let's move to another one. Trending on Twitter. Sexy science. Science is sexy. I would agree with that. When there's something you had no idea how it worked or what happened and you get to see it. Let's see. There's a whole bunch of tweets. There's a tweet out of Albert Einstein in a hot guy's body, and I mean ripped to shreds, and then his head. It's like, whoa, this is crazy to look at that. It's just crazy. How about this? I can't even pronounce half of the science words. They know they're making fun of us. Rick Rosner says, Hotassium, Barium, and Tung-2 standard. So whatever that means, all wrapped into one. And how about this? In the Southern Hemisphere, people jiggle in opposite directions. The Areolas effect. Oh, you can make up something for everything. Let me look at something else. The birds and the bees and the pizza guy. Hashtag sexy science. You just want the pizza is what you want. There is a method to this, I swear. Then I see a hashtag from Steven Spinola who says, I have a degree in physics. I'm embarrassed at how difficult this was for me. How difficult it was. It's so difficult. Just let your freak flag out. And don't worry about it. There's your key. Oh, my. I get it, though. When you're a scientist, you think completely different than somebody like I thinks. I mean, you're just completely, you're thinking in different directions. And then Glenn Fry, hashtag Glenn Fry, because there's just so much overwhelming, awesome pouring out of real thoughts, people who knew him throughout the evening once it was announced. And the one thing you get from the person who is standing behind the bar to the people who played in his band is that this guy really was a pretty darn nice guy. And it's surprising and shocking and all that, but they're pretty surprising and talented. There's no question. Absolutely. 100%. Coming up, can you imagine if you were put in a situation where you had a chance to climb a Mount Everest? Would you take the climb? And maybe the question is, would you know when to pull yourself out of a bad situation and you're trying to survive in these horrible conditions where it's like a whiteout and you don't know what's coming down the mountain next and you're too far up and already just in the straight hike up, it's dangerous. So I can't imagine it, but maybe perhaps you can imagine it. And that would be a great thing because you understand who our next guest is, who's going to show us what happened and what course he set in action by doing what he did and how things could have turned out a little differently. And the reason we're doing this is because many of you requested it, and the movie is out Tuesday on DVD. So if you're curious about the movie, you can rent the movie. Stay with us, everyone.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine you're at the threshold of your dreams. Think about it. You have the chance to climb Mount Everest. What it takes, the courage, the thought, just even in my mind thinking about it is overwhelming. I'll tell you what, our next guest is unbelievable. Lou Kosciuszko was somebody who in the spring of 1996 was realizing those dreams. In fact, he hooked up with renowned climber Rob Hall's Mount Everest expedition. And you probably know what I'm talking about because it was made into a movie. And there is a book now that is out that Lou has written. It's called After the Win, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story. And like I mentioned, imagine what it takes to decide you're going to do this, and then what happens when tragedy strikes, and yet you're there, you have to make a decision right before that to decide whether you're going to push through to the top or not. Lou, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. It's my honor to be here.
So, first of all, take us back to the decision to climb Everest and what that meant to you to have the opportunity to do that, and especially hooking up with Rob Hall and knowing the experience there.
Yes, well, I had been climbing for decades before that and had always thought about climbing the highest in the world. And I had climbed with Rob Hall on Antarctica in the early 90s. And he had made a remarkable decision on the mountain in 96, in 95 when he turned the expedition around close to the summit and I made the decision right then to want to climb under his leadership because he had the strength to do something that I thought was remarkable when you're so close to the top but still keep your priorities of safety in mind and to make critical decisions under those high-stress situations. And as it turned out, in 96, he got a permit to climb with a New Zealand-based expedition, and I joined the expedition.
And
that's
you joined,
how it all started.
Yeah, and you joined the expedition, and take us back through the early steps of the start of that journey. It seemed like all was going well in the beginning, right?
Yes, actually it was. For 6 weeks, we were making our way up the mountain, doing all the right things. Things were going well. People were staying healthy, even though it's a very big struggle to do that. Good decisions were being made. We had fairly good weather. And so we had every reason to believe that we were going to have a successful expedition. And we had moved up to our highest camp on May 9th, and it turned out we arrived in a bad storm, and we had to make a critical decision at that point as to whether to continue, but the weather had calmed, and we decided to make the decision to go. And then even on summit day, we moved along on time until daybreak, as we had climbed through the night, and daybreak we were still on time, but then at noon we were very close to the top, but we had made some mistakes and we were out of time. And so at that moment, and that's the pivotal moment in the story, was that everybody had to make a decision at that point about what to do. And what's not commonly known is that when you're climbing in the Everest death zone, which is above 26,000 feet, you really are on your own. You're either going to make it or you're not. And when things go wrong, rarely is it a force of nature. It's usually climber error and individual decision making. So we all had to make that tough decision at that point. So that's really the big story. The big story was that we were all at the same place at the same time facing the same situation. So how can you have a different outcome? That's really the question I'm most frequently asked. And my answer is, well, it's the individuality because we each brought something different with us to the mountain that influences what we do. And as it turned out, some lived and some died.
And you say it so beautifully in the sense that reading something from your book, you say, I'm close to the top, I'm out of time, as you just explained, but I can do this. That's when it happened. A veiled force overpowered me. The sound of the wind vanished. Everything went quiet. I jammed my ice axe like a stake into the snow. I gripped tight with both hands as I buckled to my knees. The snow silently swirled around me, seemingly in slow motion. All I could hear was my pounding heart. After the wind, I listened to the sound of sheer silence when I heard what saved my life. What saved your life?
Well, what saved my life, and that's remarkable thing about my personal story, is that I was really given a second chance at that moment, because a short time just before that, just before the moments you just described, I had made the decision to continue. But then I was overwhelmed by this force and dropped to my knees, and the only sound I could hear was my beating heart, and to this day I feel that that beating heart, that voice within, was really the voice of my wife's heart, Sandy's heart, crying out to be heard. Because at that moment, the strength that you needed to live was not physical strength, it was really the inner strength to make the right decision. But it was the struggle, because you're so close, and and you know you can make it, but the question is whether you could make it back down, and to give me the strength that I needed at that point to overcome my own ambition and pressures to succeed was the voice of the heart. And I had promised my wife Sandy that I would only live a story I could tell, and for me to continue at that point would not have been a story I could tell, even if I could have survived it, because it would have been meant breaking my promise to my wife, putting other people in danger, climbing beyond the turnaround time, and if even if I had survived it, it was not a story that I could be proud of and have any self-respect or the respect of others. So I credit, in my case, not my own rational thinking or myself, I credit to the spiritual force of love within me, that God's gift to me of my wife Sandy's love and that promise that I had made to her.
Wow. So as you realize at that moment, you make the decision, you're going down, no easy feat, by the way, because you're trying to survive, and you have to be thinking in your head, as you say, it's an individual decision, Lou, but you have to be thinking in your head about some of your comrades and hoping and wishing them certainly the best. And then eventually, as you get back to high camp, you start to find out what happened, and what was that like to learn that some just are missing, frankly, and some are dead.
Yeah, getting back down was didn't necessarily mean survival, or turning back at noon didn't necessarily mean survival, because we climbed down into a storm. And you know, Kate, at that moment and for quite some time after that, it was all about sheer survival of myself. Hanging on, I thought any minute I was in my tent, but the tent was shredding to pieces, and I thought any minute I was going to be blown into China, bouncing around inside of my tent. And so for quite a long time, it was a matter of thinking about your own survival, thinking 5 to 10 to 30 seconds ahead, and that was about it. You had no time to reflect. And it wasn't until later that when the winds calmed and I kind of figured out that I'm alone and all of my tent mates aren't there with me, I'm starting to wonder what happened. And then you start to figure out that they didn't make it back, and you knew under the circumstances of the weather that they were still out there. And but even then, and this is a strange probably to say, that my emotions were probably as cold as my body, because you're still focused on how am I ever going to get out of here. I'm still at 26,000 feet, and the weather is still bad weather, and you can't live for very long above at that altitude, and that's why they call it the death zone, because your body is literally dying. So you don't reflect too much about the fate of others until you have some sense of your own survival.
Wow. What a story. Lou, hang on. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
We'll be back with more with Lou Kosciski. After the Wind is his book, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the helpful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're talking to Lou about what it was like when he turned back, went down, his tent being shredded, what he thought was going to happen, how to survive. His book is called After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, as you know, one survivor's story. Pick it up. It is just an incredible read. Lou, it took you a while to be able to put this story together. Why was that? Was it hard to relive it?
Well, what happened was I actually wrote the story. I called it Pages. I didn't think of it as a book at first. I wrote it 17 years ago, and I did that because the reporting was sort of like fog rolling in, obscuring and distorting what actually happened, and my belief of actually what went wrong was different from others, and I needed to write it down to preserve my own understanding, but at the time, my reasons for writing the story were different from the reasons for publishing the story, because at the time I just wanted to understand what story I had lived, and I wasn't interested in publishing also because what went wrong was really a matter of human failure. And I did not want to be one more voice of criticism about the people who were my friends. But I also wrote a very highly personal story at the same time. And when my wife became seriously ill, we spent a lot of alone time together and time reflecting on our lives, and I decided that I wanted to honor her and pay tribute to her, and the best way I thought I could do that was to put in physical form the story of my survival and her role in that. And that was really the motivating force for me 17 years later to publish the story. And today I feel very good about that because she has been, she's still with me, and she's felt much enrichment from all the responses, the overwhelming responses that have been coming from really people all around the world who have been reading the story. And I think it was a way for me to complete my gratitude to her. Today, I think as it sits on bookshelves and libraries and schools around the world, I think of it as akin to a portrait of her hanging on the wall of a place of honor. And it's a part of her legacy. And, you know, you learn a lot about life and yourself and experiences like this. And to now share this has been just an overwhelming, enriching thing for both of us.
Yeah, and sharing it, you did, certainly on the big screen, you were a consultant on the movie. What was that like for you?
That was a very interesting experience. I enjoyed it very much. You know, the big story was about the confluence of all the individual stories.
Mm.
And, of course, the movie was a selection of just a few of the more dramatic stories and really basically about the people who died. And I enjoyed the experience because it was a different experience. It's a creative storytelling experience, and I didn't know how screenwriters really work. They work in terms of scene. Much different from a piece of literary work. And the decision was made that they wanted to make it a fairly heartwarming story. I wanted to add a love story component to it. And it was never intended to be a documentary chronicling the factual record. But everything that is shown did happen. There were no cheesy things or over-dramatic events. I give it a 10 for cinematography, music, sound, acting. It was really quite remarkable. And from my own standpoint, when I saw the movie the first time, I really relived the experience. And it was hard for me to see it as a movie, and I had to go back again to try to separate myself from the person who was there, and because I could, the people who died were my friends, and they're still there. Their bodies will be there for eternity. And as I was watching the film, I could see, I knew exactly where they were, and it was a little bit unsettling. So the second time that I saw it, I was able to separate myself somewhat anyway and just see it as a movie. And And I was also looking for what scenes were cut and what scenes were changed. But it was a good experience. I enjoyed it very much.
And so after the movie comes out, and as you say, it's even more people are being made aware of, you know, your story of what happened, even though there were lots of reports about it and whatnot. What do you hope people take away from what you've written?
Well, what I hope they take away is, I think you have to think of your travel through life as living a story. And as you make your big decisions you face, think of those as living a story you can tell. So that you can look back and feel with self-pride and honorable in what you do in life. So it's a good, I mean, the promise that I made and the promise that I kept to live a story that I could tell was a pretty good template for basically all of the decisions that I've made in life. And I think what the Everest story shows is that, you know, the true worth of your travel through life lies not in how far or how high you go, but who you come to be along the way. And think about others. Don't think just about yourself. Keep your word. And always listen to the voice of the heart. The heart has a still small voice, and that is the source of the strength for me when I made that critical decision near the top. And so look beyond yourself and listen to the voice of the heart as you make your big decisions in life.
Wow, so well said. A great way to finish this. What was it like when you were reunited with your precious wife?
Well, it was one of the finest moments in my life. We just looked at each other and embraced. And I think today there is no nicer time in my life than just being together, feeling the love between us. And right now she's very ill, and we have a lot of alone time, and it's actually in some ways some of the best time in our lives. We just share life together and feel the warmth and the love of each other. And I'll still never forget the moments of seeing her for the first time.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a story. After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor Story. Lou Kosciski, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it very much, just sharing my experience.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.